This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Use the Hijab10 discount code for 10% discount on a wide range of products, including premium Ethiopian black seed products.
Go to Qur'anly.app, inshallah.
The app tracks verses, pages, and time spent reading, and the verses to pages function takes you from reading a few verses a day to a few pages a day. This project is for the real enthusiasts. If there's enough of us out there, this will become the future of Quran apps.
And support the project if you can, inshallah. May Allah bless all of you. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Today I'm going to be reacting to a man referred to as Kevin Samuels. A man who is seen as one of the most influential voices, you could even say the most influential voice, in what is referred to as the Red Pill Movement. Now, what is the Red Pill Movement? That is another discussion for another day. But suffice it for me to say today that this individual, he has women come onto his platforms that are usually divorcees, single mothers, women that have been married before, women that have had relationships, have had children and so on, maybe over 30. And he proceeds to dismantling, you could say, shutting down what is referred to, at least in the literature, as positive illusions that they may have of the so-called, yes, the so-called marriage market. He will deconstruct that. He'll make them see reason, look to reason, be more realistic, their expectations of marriage and so on. And he actually became prominent on the internet after one particular video.
What would you rank yourself on a scale from 1 to 10? You cannot use 7.
Would I rate myself?
Just your face.
My face when I wake up, 5. But when I put myself together, 6.
Okay. And how tall are you?
5'5".
Dress size?
I'm sorry?
Your dress size?
A 3.
Okay. So that makes you, if you give yourself a 5, that's average.
Yes.
So average looking women tend not to get high earning men. They tend to get average men.
So,
stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there, breathe and digest. You're 35 years old and you can look around and see the world. You don't tend to see higher earning men with average looking women off rip. If you do see them, they got their average looking woman when they were both really young and he built his way up. But a man earning the kind of money you're talking about does not go for an average looking woman.
I mean, my body is not average, so.
But you're, ma'am, you please don't make me say it.
Say what? I really just wanted some advice. I love your
stuff. I'm giving you advice, but you're not taking it. Advice is, ma'am, you're average looking at best.
I'm taking it in, but...
Okay, but you're not accepting the fact that... Okay.
Right, so we've just seen what kind of flavor that his content has to offer. Now, of course, for better or for worse, this can be very uncomfortable watching. To be honest with you, putting women in a spot like that, speaking to them publicly like that, you know, sometimes quite condescendingly like that. But on the other hand, you could argue that as ignoble as it may seem on the face, on prima facie value, that in fact, that this serves some kind of noble functionality. And yes, I do agree that there are many delusions of grandeur that men and or women more do have when it comes to the so-called marriage market. And sometimes this can be very detrimental. Many more and more people are dying alone, as he puts it. It's true, yes. Some more and more people are dying alone because they cannot come to terms with the fact that their circumstances have changed. That means that their options, their pool of candidates that they can marry has also been limited. This is the truth. This is the reality. This is the demographic truth. However, having said this, I must put forward now as a point of criticism, constructive criticism to Mr. Samuels, that in fact, I believe from watching his content and seeing what he has to say, although there's great benefit, of course there is, yes, there is, that there is also injustice. And that is a strong word to use, but it's unfair. It's unfair the way he puts the onus on black women and does not put such an onus or even a comparable level of responsibility on black men or other kinds of men. Now, to be honest with you, I kind of looked at this first when I saw a community post that he had put up recently on his channel, whereby he kind of looks at the demographic data. I think this is something that was produced by The Times. And he shows that, well, black women are most likely to be single. And this goes in line with his grand narrative, his meta-narrative, or his hypothesis or thesis, grand thesis, that it's because of black women's behavior, potentially, or their attitudes that this is the case. I must say, sociologically, this is an extremely weak, pathetic, I have to say, sorry to say, it's Kevin, yeah, listen to me. This is a pathetic sociological approach. And this is a criticism of the Red Pill movement and a criticism of you, because quite frankly, yes, you attack feminism, and yes, I attack feminism. We attack feminism. Why is this problematic? The reason why this is problematic, Kevin, listen to me, is because there are myriad reasons why black women might be more disadvantaged in the first instance in terms of selecting black men. We know because of the system and otherwise, the system, the way the system is, the way this is. But because of all these reasons, black men are more likely to be incarcerated. They are more likely to be dead. They are more likely to be unemployed for socioeconomic reasons, for historical reasons. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not denying that. But the fact that these myriad reasons exist in the first place means that the pool of selected or preferred partners for black women, who for the most part, as the literature shows, and I'm sure you're aware of it, prefer black men, would become narrowed. Therefore, you cannot, it's unjust for you to say that the reason why is because of their attitude, or even further, I'm not saying you said this, by the way, but that is the inference, quite frankly, definitely based on the reading of the main body of work that you have. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I came across something quite disturbing. I have to say, Kevin, this was disturbing, and it made me look at you in a different way. It made me look at you in a different light, and I was very, very disappointed. It was a clip in particular where you referred to black women in general as less aesthetically attractive than other types of women. Let's take a look at this clip.
And look at what they, and that's the thing. You can, they're, and they're saying, you know, beauty is subjective. That's another fallacy. Beauty is not subjective. That's, no, why, that's why we have the, that's why we have the golden ratio, the Fibonacci equation.
That's right.
You can look at
that's
facial symmetry and see that
that's right.
Beautiful people, you can map their facial structure, and it goes to a mathematical calculation.
Oh yeah.
Beauty is universal. And the thing is, we're talking about black women. They are on the opposite end of the spectrum on all ranks. Facial symmetry, even to the way to black women are starting to look more masculine. And this one, you start putting on additional makeup and, you know, weave and all this other kind of stuff, to where guys are just saying, damn, and you're not even going to the gym to try to keep yourself in shape, and you don't have a good attitude. I would rather not.
I have to say, Kevin, this is absolutely diabolical. I am absolutely astounded that you, a man that I thought was quite an intellectual man, who is meant to be the leading voice for the Red Pill movement, that you could make such a ridiculous, pathetic argument. It's absolutely disgusting, I have to say. Why? It's a colonial mindset you have, Kevin. Why would you generalize black women in such a way to think that they are on the other sides of the spectrum? How dare you, actually, quite frankly, how dare you speak of black women like that? And I will say, how dare you say that? How dare you say that? I don't care if you're black and I'm an Arab and I'm Middle Eastern, but I will say, how dare you? Because quite frankly, the reasoning you gave would be pathetic reasoning on the standard of even what we call GCSE students, which our students are 15, 16 years old, Kevin Samuels. Golden mean? Golden mean? Is that what you're really saying to me right now, Kevin Samuels? Golden mean? You know, in the 19th century, almost all of the studies that were done relating to the golden mean and its link to aesthetic beauty have been inconclusive. Go and look this up yourself. Now, I don't even know how you are doing this. Let's step back a second. What is the postulation? That the women that are more symmetrical will stimulate what system of a man? Are you talking about the testosterone system? Are you talking about the oxytocin system? Are you talking about the dopamine system? What system in particular are less likely to have induced what? Romantic love? Sexual arousal for men? What is your argument exactly? You're saying this is an objective fact? Do you even know what objective fact is? This is pathetic This is academic failure, my friend. And if this is the level that you're bringing to the table, then you are low value in terms of intellectual ability. Low value man you are. That you are a low value man you are. You call yourself a 9 out of 10? You're not a 9 out of 10 in intellectual ability. If you're going to throw black women under the bus just like this, you're not. Now I have to say something else. Having said this, I will say to you that the whole mantra or the whole premise of the red pill idea, where the man has to see himself as the prize, diminishing, I have to say, trivializing, I have to say, of the reciprocal element of the relationship, a denial, I have to say, or even a minimizing, I must say, of male responsibility, male black responsibility, is something which will create unstable families. Listen to me, it will destabilize the black community more than these, the CIA and the FBI and the who want to destabilize it already. You're destabilizing your own community from within. Telling men increase their body counts. Really, this is the message? Is this the message? Increase the body counts and all these kinds of things. And we have Muslim men in our community following this kind of nonsense, thinking that this is kind of a refreshing other opinion to the feminist movement. A reaction it is to the feminist movement. This is not something we, as the Muslims, will ever subscribe to and should never subscribe to. Because quite frankly, it's a pickup artist culture, my friend, yeah? You have, I call you now, Kevin Samuels, to a better system. Yes, I make this invitation, I give this invitation to you directly. Instead of putting your hopes in raising your money and income and telling other people to do, I'm not saying don't make money, make your money, but don't value yourself highly based on economic indicators, as you have indicated in other videos that this is mainly the thing to do. Make £10,000 a month or do this, $10,000, I should say. This is not the way to create high value people in the black community or in the American community or in the world. The way to create high value, yes, high value men, is that men that know their purpose. And let me tell you something, it's not just men that should know their purpose. It's women that should know their purpose as well. And do you know what the purpose is? It's to worship the creator, not the creation. You're a Christian. I know, Samuels, you worship a Middle Eastern man. Quite frankly, you might be thinking, what's this Arab doing telling me what to do? I'm not saying that you are thinking that. Maybe you're not thinking that. Maybe some of your followers are saying, what this Middle Eastern, what is he, an Arab telling me what to do? A lot of the people in the black community worship a Middle Eastern man, which is Jesus Christ. We're saying keep away from this worship of men and statues and actually worship the creator. And in terms of the problems, the institutionalized problems that you find in the black community, now let's specifically deal with the so-called marriage market. Then I have to say polygyny is actually something which seemingly on the face of it will solve your demographic dilemma. How do you absorb such women who are otherwise will die alone in your words? How do you absorb them into the marriage markets and allow them to marry high value in your understanding, materialist, capitalistic understanding, supply-side economics type understanding of what high value. How do you absorb them? The best way to absorb them is to pair them with a man who's already paired through an institution which is ancient and has bulletproof testing, which ensures rights of men and women, which is the polygynous institution in the Islamic system. Now, I say these are solutions. You have a purpose. And you're not going to get men and or women to do what you want them to do unless you have a greater purpose than, do you want to die alone? Do you want to die alone? Some women, I tell you, will want to die alone. Who is that the best you can do, Kevin Samuels? We say, no, it's not about whether you want to die alone. That should not be the ultimate incentive. The ultimate incentive, Kevin Samuels, is the purpose of life. And the purpose of life is to worship one God, not the Middle Eastern man, not the Chinese man, not the black man, not the white man. It's to worship one God and then to have a family, a stable family that complies by that reality. Yes, that metaphysic. Yes, that religious metaphysic. And that will incentivize, and that has, not just that will. We have a track record, my friend. 1,400 years. In fact, even further than that, going back to the other dispensations, the previous dispensations. That this will incentivize, the spiritual incentivization is more motivating than almost anything you can provide. You have a spiritual motivation, a religion with pure, clean, structured guidelines, sorry to say, which does not exist in the Christian faith. And I'm going to say that straightforwardly. You don't have that. Okay. And then you have families which are stable and women that can be absorbed into other families. which will solve the demographic issue. But it all starts with purpose. And Kevin Samuels, I have to say, the parlance and the lexus of some of what you say in terms of telling men, just kind of giving them the advice that you give them, I don't think will solve the issues in your country and in your community. Listen to me, Kevin Samuels. Tell the people, it's not about the body count, my friend. It's not about the body count. Tell the people to find their purpose in life. Yeah? And you for a man who claims, or at least the movement itself claims, that the man should be the prize and he shouldn't be thinking about it. To be honest, you're focusing too much, in my opinion, on getting women's attention. Let's think about bigger things, because we're older men right now, me and you, especially you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.